This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2238. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded April 11th, Alaska, Algeria, Canada, Cuba, Czechia, Germany, Indonesia, Korea South, Kuwait, Madagascar, Malaysia, Mali, Myanmar, New Zealand, Nigeria, North America, Oklahoma, Philippines, Russia, St. Helena, Saudi Arabia, Slovakia, Turkey, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Last week we gave the English schedule for KNLS in Alaska. But on April 9th, Matt Francis in New South Wales says, Anchorport has one of its transmitters off the air. It affects the A24 schedule for KNLS number 1, such as English at 10 UT on 9580. The number 2 is running to schedule, however, including English at 08 on 9695. So the other English broadcast still on the air would be at 12 on 7355 and at 14 on 9580. And Brian Basham at Rural Christian Broadcasting said they hope to have the transmitter number 1 back on air in early May after a replacement part comes in. Via communication of the British DX Club, Tony Rogers reported on the 1st of March, Algeria, it would appear that Ifriqiya FM is now heard 24-7 with its own programming. Subject to confirmation, the 5-hour period between 18 and 23 UT that had previously been filled with a relay of Radio Algérien's Radio Coran service seems to have been replaced with Ifriqiya FM-produced content instead. About flight weather from Trenton Military in Ontario, I tune across their frequencies at random times, 15034 USB in the daytime, 6754 at night, and I never hear any reports actually being received. It's always no report received, but I haven't listened to an entire span, so I wonder if it's completely unfunctional again. No, not quite. Tony Pavick in Hope, BC says they were off frequency, 6734.3 USB instead of 6754, April 11th at 0418. And they did have some reports from Shannon, Juneau, and Reykjavik, but no terminal forecasts had been received. And then they were back on 6754 by 0425. Cuba and Non, I refer you to the CBS 60 Minutes program of March 31st, which had a segment titled Targeting Americans. It was about the so-called Havana Syndrome, a weapon, and it's still not clear whether it's microwave, RF energy, or ultrasound, which has pained American officials, first in Havana but elsewhere, including inside the USA. Now, it seems there is some evidence that Russia is behind it. You should be able to play it from the website of cbsnews.com. From Jakub Fabu, Medium Wave Info, via the British DX Club about Czechia. Medium wave masts have been demolished. The Ostrava Sedinov medium wave transmitter mast on the 28th of February. It used to broadcast on 639 kHz, 1071 and 1233, all from the same mast. Radio Ditkovka had stopped broadcasting on the 20th of February, 2021. And the Praha Svatoslav transmitter masts were demolished on the 6th of March, 2024. He doesn't know what happened to the Tesla transmitters. Texas Radio Shortwave is testing on Channel 292, Germany, the middle weekend in April. There are three programs, April 13th and 14th, to help TRSW gauge propagation and listener numbers. And note these times are not the same as we mentioned last week. Saturday, April 13th at 09 UT on 6070. Saturday at 21 on 3955, but this one is tentative. And Sunday, April 14th at 10 UT on 9670. The one-hour programs feature 23 variations of TRSW's signature tune, The Yellow Rose of Texas. I remember hearing one of those broadcasts before, and you might think it would be a bit overdone, but I really enjoyed it. He says detailed reception reports should be addressed to Texas Radio Shortwave, all one word, at protonmail.com. More news about Channel 292, carrying American programs, from Bill Telford of Uncle Bill's Melting Pot, and from the Isle of Music. He had planned to be on Channel 292 twice a month with each program, but it's going to be only once a month, beginning April 13th, from the Isle of Music on the second Saturday at 9 UT on 9670 beamed eastward, and repeated at 19 UT on 6070. While Uncle Bill's Melting Pot will be on the third Saturday of each month at the same times and frequencies, except the April 20th UBMP will be simulcast on 3955 and 6070 at 19 UT. In communication of the British CS Club, a question we've also been wondering about: does anyone know about the purpose of this transmission and who is funding it? WRTH lists it under Germany with no contact details. We're referring to Music for Joy. It's on media broadcast with this A24 schedule on Tuesdays and Thursdays only, all via the Nauen transmitter site. At 13 UT to East Asia on 17670. At 18 to East Africa on 13730. And at 18:30, note that overlaps for an hour, to Europe and Mideast on 11710. And at 20 to West Africa on 11615. And note that these are in DRM. With a name like that, I wonder if it's religious music for joy. From Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard's report this week about monitoring Indonesia's almost only shortwave station, RRR Nabiri, on 7289.93. It was heard on April 6, tuning in at 0803 through 0925, but it suddenly cut off at 0951. It faded up to better than usual reception, including at 0814, the start of a Ramadan segment, and easy listening songs from 0910, and Ron Howard's observations of clandestines from South to North Korea. April 7th at 11:35, Voice of the People as follows on all these frequencies. Best on 3480, also 3910, 3930, 4450. Second best 4560, but CODAR interference, 6520 and 6600. And then April 7th at 11:30, Echo of Hope, or VOH, was on these frequencies. 3985, 4885, 5995, 6250. 6350 was second best, and 7720 was excellent. Voice of Freedom on 5920, April 7th at 11:40, was poor due to North Korea super jamming. National Unity Radio, broadcasting from Taiwan, was on new 7340 instead of 7235 at 12:15 until 12:50, April 7th, in Korean, with light-hearted, often laughing announcers chatting. No language lesson on Sunday. But on weekdays, they are around 12:30. Strong signal with light North Korean jamming underneath. And their website gives their new schedule starting March 31st. It's www.uni-media.net. It's called National Unification Broadcasting System, or UMG, at 7340 200 kilowatts from 12 to 15 UT. Radio Kuwait used to have 2 3-hour English broadcasts, starting at 05 and at 18 UT, and still appear in some listings. However, we've checked for them and the current alleged frequencies and find nothing at all. However, much like India, by accident you might still hear some English from Radio Kuwait. Wolfgang Büschel has been monitoring this off frequency, 7249.857. There's a Persian broadcast at 08 UT, as heard Friday, April 5th, via remote units. April 6th, tuning in a bit earlier, at 07:45, he heard them on the air in English, 7249.957. It seems this frequency had been reactivated as of April 1st. I guess this means that English on the program feed may be there from 05 UT, but no shortwave frequencies are on the air before 07:45, when they switch 7249.957 on early before the Persian broadcast at 08. Illustration Germany replies, they do not provide a web stream of this program feed. It is also not on satellite either, whatever the motives for this omission may be. These shortwave transmitters are almost 30 years old, delivered by what was back then the rather short-lived Tomcast. Years ago, the facility had already to be restored to working condition after a complete breakdown, so I would not be surprised if they are down to a single working transmitter again. By the way, you may notice I pronounce it short-lived rather than lived. I think that should be correct because lived here in this sense derives from the word life with a long I. The Alokesh Gupta, the A24 schedule of English from Madagascar World Voice. The sibling station to KNLS Alaska. Number 2 transmitter at 04 on 11825 for Central Africa. Number 3 at 02 on 13760 for India, and again the next hour at 03. At 18, 13670 for Central Africa North, and 11965 at 20 UT for Central Africa. Now the broadcasts to India are actually the same as KNLS. While the ones to Africa are called African Pathways Radio, and they often carry on quite well into North America. It seems that Malaysia is down to one shortwave broadcast transmitter still on the air, 11665, with YFM, WAI. Chris Krug, KC5IIE in Tulsa, was hearing it April 8th at 11 UT with poor copy. He was able, however, for Shazam to identify some music through 1147. And also reported by Zaharias Yangas in Greece, who has a special interest in Malaysia. He says on April 7th it seemed to start transmission sometime between 2205 and 2210 UT. Programming seemed to be Roman Catholic. Reception good also in Southwest Australia. Just about every night, sometime before or after 07 UT, I continued to check 5995 for signs of ORTM in Mali. On April 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, no signal at all, and not even the noise blob which had been there previously. However, Terry Kruger in Florida replies, I believe Mali remains active, provisionally. The big roaring noise blob on 5995 was heard at 0728 on the 8th of April. At precisely 0800, it appeared on 9635, so clearly the same transmitter. Zaharias in Yangas in Greece was hearing the same transition with a strong buzzer around 08 UT on April 9th. Bamako, Mali is also a major relay base for China. Andy Reid in Ontario says, the last few times I've checked, at least three times, CGTN has been missing from 13685 and 17830, although scheduled between 1430 and 1600. However, by April 9th, Mount Oritla says they were back. Now about Myanmar, Tazin Radio on 7345. Via BCDX, Sarat Birakun in Sri Lanka says on April 2nd, 1240 past 1315 UT in vernacular, lots of popular songs. Am I the only listener noticing improved signals from Tazin Radio? Has the station operated by Tatma Dao upgraded its transmitter output and the antenna system? Wolfgang Buschel replies, Pien U Luin of Miawadi Radio Center was built in years 2007 to 08, some 208 kilometers north of the new capital, Nai Pi Dao. Tazin Radio is from Pien U Luin. I should spell that. P-Y-I-N-O-O-L-W-I-N. He doesn't know why the Aoki list chose the wrong location for it, Nai Pi Dao. Then on April 4th, Sarat Virakun reports the morning transmission of Tazin Radio on 6165, at 0130 in vernacular, while during the daytime, Tazin Radio can be heard on 9590. Ricky Leong in Alberta says, I tuned to Radio New Zealand Pacific 17675 around 04 UT April 11th, but there was an open carrier. And then I found audio on 7440 at 13 UT, but the pips at the top of the hour were about 40 seconds late, which could lead one to believe the transmitter is currently being fed via web stream. Longtime listeners may recall one of the Nigerian regional stations, Radio Kaduna, which used to be on 6090 and 4770. An interesting historical article about it appears in dailytrust.com. It seems it still exists, but on FM only. You should find the article at dailytrust.com if you search on the title FRC and Kaduna, Gasping for Voice. Saturday night, UT Sunday, April 7th, around 0128, I was hearing three North American pirates at once, with identification help from HF Underground, all in USB, 6930, Bad Dog Radio, 6920, and ID Radio, and 6875, Radio 48, via Mixed Radio International. Via International Vacuum, Internet, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio 2238, a non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Ron Howard in California, who sent a check to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. And it is in memory of Jari Savolainen, an excellent Finnish DXer, always very helpful, who died in 2020, having been born in 1951. And Ron adds, thank you for your decades of service to our radio hobby. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. By the way, I'm always glad to hear from listeners whether they are contributing or not. But sometimes I am asked to QSL a report. You may not have noticed that I never offer to QSL. That's because I already spend far too much time compiling and producing this program and do not want the additional task. So I regret disappointing those who may request a QSL, but I do refer them to the stations carrying World of Radio to QSL. However, there is a glimmer of hope. Should I decide to retire with enough advance notice, I just might offer a farewell QSL. Some CB or in the Enid area sometimes relays a local FM station, which I guess should qualify as a North American pirate, since it is, after all, a broadcast and not a two-way contact. This is happening again on 27184.8 AM. April 6th at 1830 UT. It was again relaying the same station as some weeks before, which is the first one I checked for a parallel, 105.5, translator K288FX, which relays in turn KYLV 88.9 KLOV in Oklahoma City. Check the frequency again, April 7th at midnight 59. Some 6 hours later, and it was still going or again on the air, with an ID for KYLV. However, by 1453 UT, there was still a steady carrier on the frequency, but no modulation. 27184.8. It might get out via skip, but of course there's a huge amount of interference on the frequency. We have some new A24 seasonal schedules. From Communication of the British DX Club, here's Philippines, Radio Pilipinas, PBS. There's a sesquihour of English at 0200 for the Middle East on 12010, 15640, and 17820. And then in Tagalog, but you'll hear some English mixed in at 1730 to 1930 on 9960, 12120, and 15190. These are all via the U.S. relay in the Philippines at Tinang, according to HFCC. The following from the DX fanzine group in Italy from Andrea Lavendel, who's joined the group. This is about the Russian station on 25900, which no longer have an interference problem from BBC, which picked the same frequency last season. It's called Zelyony Glass, which is sometimes translated as Green Eye or Magic Eye. It's at a polytechnic school in Moscow with the acronym MTUCI or SI. This is from a message at the forum cqham.ru, I guess, in translation. Dear friends, at the Moscow Technical University of Communications and Informatics, there is a collective radio station, RU3C. A frequency of 25900 has been allocated for experiments on HF. Every day except weekends from approximately 18:30 to 21 hours, an HF transmitter operates in AM mode with programs from the radio MTUSI studio. Listen to this frequency while the transmitter is operating and give me an assessment of its operation. Or even a recording. It will be even better. Send your reports to LUGOVI at rambler.ru. That's from Igor, the training operator at RU3C, who has a personal call of R2DNU. He adds the total output power of the transmitter is about 1 kilowatt, modulation factor 30%. It's not specified whether the hours 18:30 until 21 RUT or local Moscow time. Although Andrea has received a couple of replies, he says he's not actually received a proper QSL. In the British DX Club, Dave Kenny says, I just received this sad news from BDXC member Robert Kipp. Between 1990 and 2009, Radio St. Helena used to have an annual shortwave broadcast, which Robert helped to arrange. But now Robert Kipp writes to BDXC, I have just learned that my very dear friend and former station manager of Radio St. Helena, Ralph Peters, passed away yesterday evening, 5 April. Ralph will be severely missed not only by Hazel and their families, but also by friends of Radio St. Helena all around the world. I was still hearing The Saudi Arabian frequency of 11935 as of April 9th, that 1918, with an ID mentioning Yemen and Jamhuriya, which makes it clear it is still that relay and Republic of Yemen radio. They may ID rather frequently in Arabic. In communication of the British DX Club, Dave Kenny says, the only other Saudi shortwave frequency reported active at the moment is 11745, listed for Radio Al-Azam, also to Yemen, that is their AFRTS. However, he says, I heard it carrying Radio Riyadh in parallel with 594 kHz, around 1740, 27 March, with an Arabic ID, Idhat al-Riyadh. Concerning Radio Slovakia International, Mike Cooper forwards a story from the website of its parent organization, RTVS, that the Prime Minister Fico claims RTVS activities are illegal and opposes the public broadcaster. This was dated April 9th. The general director and management of RTVS are strictly against this claim, assuring the public that it fulfills and will fulfill all the tasks that follow from the legislation and from the essence of its public mission. The general director thinks the obvious purpose of this is the takeover of power of the independent and public broadcaster, RTVS. The radio war between the PKK and the Turkish government continues. Denge Gel and a jammer named by DXers after the president of Turkey. All kinds of frequencies between 11500 and 11550 as they jump around following each other. The jammer isn't always on top of its victim. Here are all the frequencies reported in communication of the British DX Club. Most of these loggings from March, a few from February. Mostly by Tomoaki Wagai in Japan, also Mark Haddam and Tony Rogers in the UK. 11510, 11515, 11520, 11530, 11535, 11540, and 11545. Most of them are slightly off frequency to the plus side, like 10 or 50 Hertz. More specifically, a log on April 11th by Wolfgang Büschel in Germany at 0554. Denge Gel, the PKK station, was 5 Hertz below 11530. Jammer was 9 Hertz above 11520. Shortwave from BBC World Service keeps shrinking. The schedule is now so small I can almost read it all out, but I'll start this week with the target Africa, much of it audible in North America, more or less. The following are daily at 04 to 05, 12095 Madagascar, 5 to 69410 Ascension, 15490 Wooverton, 21560 UAE, 06 to 07, 9410 Ascension, and 9915 Ascension. I've been hearing those two. Then the following are Monday through Friday only, 15 to 17, 12095 Oman, and the rest are Ascension, 17 to 18, 17780 and 17830, 17 to 19, 15400 and 17830. Via Mike Barraclough, this about BBC World Service funding. From a Royal Television Society speech on 26 March, a BBC for the future, by Tim Davey, the BBC Director General, quote, one area we will discuss with the government is the World Service. It is uniquely valuable and globally important. However, we cannot keep asking UK license fee payers to invest in it when we face cuts to UK services. We will need to discuss a long-term funding solution for the World Service that comes from central government budgets. Even in the short term, we will need more help. Russia and China are investing hard and not properly funding one of the UK's most valuable soft power assets makes no sense economically or culturally. John Filiozzi in Florida says, apparently the Botswana relay of VOA has lost its satellite feed. April 10th at 1915, transmitting a repeated instrumental music piece lasting most of the half hour. It seems nobody mining the store. Remember when precision and excellence were the hallmark of radio broadcasting? Gone everywhere. Jerry Linneman in Mako replies, I noticed dead air on a Radio 4DA relay from Lampertine, April 9th at 1445. At least two of the WWCR transmitters broadcast an annoying squeal. For example, on April 9th at 1542, I was hearing it on number 2, 12160, and on number 4, 9980. Our correspondents provide explanations. From Lou, KF4RCA in Atlanta. Probably an easy fix, a bad capacitor in the exciter. The caps are used to prevent crosstalk from occurring on the DC bus, which usually feeds several circuits, and these signals are getting mixed, and that is what you're hearing. It will only worsen over time. probably just a 50-cent capacitor. Transmitter would have to be shut down and exciter disassembled. They probably don't have a component-level technician there that can do the work. And the manufacturer wants an arm and a leg to do the board swap. So that's why we're hearing a squeal. And this from George McClintock. Glenn, the squeal on WWCR is caused by the solid-state modulator control card telling the transmitter controller that the power module associated with that control card is ready to come online, but the power module is not working properly. The controller tries to fire the non-working power module. This causes a hole in the audio, which is perceived as a squeal on the air. I've had problems at WTWW with this after repairing power modules. It was high noon here on April 8, but I was all set for night-like medium-wave DX thanks to the total solar eclipse. And I was certainly getting it around half an hour, set at about 1848 UT. My number one target was on 1560 KGOW near Houston, Texas, which is about equidistant on the other side of the total solar eclipse line. And there it was, in Vietnamese, unmistakable, overcoming an Oklahoma station. I also had WOAI San Antonio 1200, several stations correlating with the Houston or Austin area in Texas, and a trace of WWL New Orleans, making a subaudible heterodyne with KFJZ Fort Worth on 870. Past totality in southeast Oklahoma, after 19 UT, I was getting WLAC 1510 in Nashville and WCKY 1530 Cincinnati. A number of DXers with that capability recorded the entire medium wave band during the eclipse, and have been going through it picking out DX IDs. From California, Greg Harlison tuned in a remote in Indiana and logged a great many stations. The tail end of the eclipse was barely visible, if at all, in the UK, but members of the medium wave circle found that there were a few North American signals enhanced by the eclipse earlier than they would normally be heard in their evening. My entire report of Eclipse Medium Wave DX, of course, can be found in my weekly log roundup via worldofradio.com. In New Zealand DX Times, Brian Clark reports about a legal action over the use of the Radio Punjab trademark. According to Communications Litigation Today on 9 January, a Punjabi radio broadcaster was sued for creating confusion in California and Washington markets. One Radio Punjab claimed to be the real one, creating confusion in the marketplace. This concerned station KGST 1600 in Fresno, California, which Brian Clark had picked up, and also involved as KWAC 1490 in Bakersfield. Bill Tolford refers us to an article titled, "The First U.S. Highway Segment to Charge EVs While Driving." It's in miragenews.com. He says, "My first thoughts in reading this, oh, great, even more radio frequency interference, this time on a massive scale. Electrified roads." The propagation outlook from the Space Weather Prediction Center, SWPC, as of April 8th. Geomagnetic field, quiet to unsettled, with ANK indices peaking at 10 and 3 on April 16th, May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Otherwise, only 8 and 3 or 5 and 2, or 7 and 2 on April 28th. 10.7 centimeter radial flux, fluctuating around 140, as low as 125 on April 21st, and 120 on April 30th, and peaking at 150 on April 22nd and 23rd. Now there is easy access to new A24 schedules via worldofradio.com. With a standard disclaimer, Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 2238.